because I'd be very, very relaxed by now.
Okay, you're walking through the forest, and all these animals are very friendly. As you walk along the forest, you come to a lake. And you look in this lake, there's all kinds of fish there. What amazes you about this area you're in is there's so much life. Never seen or felt so much life, and it's all friendly. It all has respect for the planet Earth and for other lives and for you. And there's this boat here. And you decide you want to get on the boat and sail across this body of water. It's not really wide. It'll take just a few minutes to get over. You get on, and it has a sail on it, and a wind comes up, just enough wind to blow the boat so it sails on the water. And as it's sailing on the water, you feel yourself getting more relaxed. Just you lay back and you know for some reason that the wind is going to blow you in the direction that you need to go. So you can just sit back and relax and let this boat sail across the water. And as it sails across the water, you're going very deeply into relaxation. When you get on the other side of the body of water, you will be able to see into a past life, into a life you lived before you were living here in the year 2010. I'm going to count to 10, and on the count of 10, you will be on the other side of the body of water. And when you get off of the boat, you will be able to look and see where you were in a past life. You will know who you were. You will know your name, and you will know the purpose of that life and something you learned from that life. It will come to you. I'm going to count to 10, and the wind will blow the boat clear to the other side on the count by the time we reach 10. 1. Wind is picking up a bit. It's nice to be able to trust the wind because you know it's going to blow correctly. 2. 3. So relaxing to sit back and take this journey into the past. 4. 5. 6. You're going into the past. You're seeing into the past. You'll be able to see what you saw then, hear what you heard then, and know what you knew then. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You get up from this boat, and you're at the shore. You lift yourself up, and you get on the shore. And you can see into the past. You're back into the past. You sense what your name was. You sense what time you're in. You go into a specific time in this past life. A fairly important time in this past life. Or a significant time of some kind. You're back there. Your name is coming to you. You know who you are. You see the buildings that were back there. You see some people that you knew. You saw someone you loved. You saw what kind of work, you see what kind of work you did. And you ask yourself, was I a good person here, or was I not so good? Did I complete what I was supposed to? Am I supposed to complete something here in the year 2010 that I didn't complete there? It's coming to you. All kinds of things are coming to you. Things that I'm not even reminding you of are coming to you. Things are coming into your mind. You see them. Spend just a minute exploring this life, contemplating all the things that you learned and went through, all the things you went through that you can learn from today. Now we're going to go back to the present. I'm going to count to three. You'll be back in the present and feel very refreshed from the relaxation you just went through. Refreshed and wide awake. One, two, three. You're in the present. I think old Ren just went to sleep. Okay, who shall we start with? Does anybody have something interesting they want to volunteer?
I think I live in New York, and I saw big, tall, skyscrapers. First thing, and my name is Sally, and I work for the newspaper. And I was single, and I just ran into a couple of friends on the street, but I couldn't get what my purpose was.
What time period were you in?
If I were to guess, I think it was probably about 1940s.
Okay.
Real far back.
In New York, you say?
New York. And I know I work for the newspaper, and I know my name is Sally.
Huh. Have you had that one before, that memory? Okay.
Never.
Okay. You might pursue that later. Okay.
That's very short.
I know 1600 as a man, and I was wearing a lot of silver, including a silver helmet. And we were on a continent rounding up black men. And I prefer sexual experiences with men, specifically little boys.
Little boys?
Yeah.
Really?
And I think that this lifetime is the karma.
It's interesting. Yeah. Well, it helps you understand what you went through in this life, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Men, I had a relationship with a man because I sailed away for my job, you know. And my danger with the sea, but it was another language, so I couldn't speak it now.
And you had dealings with slaves in this life and also back in the Civil War time period too, right?
Prior to the Civil War.
Yeah.
I helped them. That would have been karma to help them, to help to free them, women and children only, of course. But the hundreds of years before that, I captured them.
Interesting. That's interesting how things interplay like that.
That was really mean. I mean, by today's standards.
Miss Cheryl here, did you get anything, Cheryl?
Well, the only thing that I got which seemed really strange is that when she said newspaper, I found myself reading a newspaper. And then I felt like I was a writer. And my name was Laura.
Did you get an impression, was it United States or somewhere else?
I couldn't really tell. Okay.
Laura Ingalls?
Okay. Pass it over to old Ren over there.
Oh, I was just in a dark void. Stars around. I've been seeing stars all day.
Probably from Susan flapping you over the head last night, huh?
Like being like just flying around in the universe.
Okay.
It's been going on.
I went somewhere and didn't bring it back. Can't remember. No, I was somewhere. So I went too deep and I can't. I don't have any recall.
Yeah, you look like you were pretty deep. Like you were experiencing something, but you can't remember it. You think that's what it was?
Yeah.
But you definitely experienced something? That looked like that was about the deepest that you've been, was it?
You can see how deep someone goes on the outside.
Yeah, there's signs. You can kind of tell by their expression and everything. That I noticed, I never seen her go that deep before. But if you go really deep, then you can't remember when you come back.
So is there any significance to remember?
Yeah, I could help her remember if we deal with her individually. Might do that well.
Is it important to remember?
I don't know. We could find out. Okay.
I didn't really see anything, but I was just really deeply relaxed. So I never know if it's my imagination or what. But when I came across the lake, I saw all these soldiers pouring into the lake. I think by the looks of their uniforms, it was World War II.
Oh, really?
But there it is. I sat there on the lake, and they're just pouring into it.
Hawaii.
The streams of them, yeah. And then when you kept talking, it kept talking me through it. And all the only thing I remember is running into a lady. She had a fur coat. And her hair curled, it was dark. And then I was starting a plane on the prop. I couldn't move from there. So, I don't know what the significance is. But
that's quite possible.